There is an interesting discussion regarding the mitzvah of Kivud Avim. The Minchas Chinuch, as well as other Achronim, raised the question whether Kivud Avim is a mitzvah ben Adam l'makom, or a mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveru, or perhaps both. Because on one hand, we know the Gemara tells us in Kedushin, there are three partners to our creation. Mommy, Daddy, and God, not necessarily in that order, but we have three creators, implying that's a mitzvah ben Adam l'makom. On the other hand, we know, we talk about a chov, that Kivud Avim is a chov, it's a debt. Hakaras atov, how much we owe our parents for doing everything. So that's a discussion, whether the nature, the Iker Chiyav is a ben Adam l'makom, or ben Adam l'chaveru. So there's an interesting Rav Yosef Engel, who says perhaps it might depend. He says sometimes Kivud Avim is going to be a chok, certain times it's going to be a mishpat, because the pasuk tells us in Bishalach, by the Mara, it uses the phrase that we've chok or mishpat. So chok, Rashi quotes in the Medrash, is referring to para aduma. And mishpat, that's the Gemara talks about, it's talking about dinim. I already know dinim is one of the Sheva mitzvahs, but you know, after the Gemara gives, perhaps it's teaching us a new halakha of knas. It's no knas by B'nai Noach, but by Yisrael there is. Or by a Ben Noach, you could kill Ayidei Echad, but for a Jew, Dina Imamanos Bishrosha, and Dina Nefeshes need 23. So whatever the reasons are, that's what the Pashas people learn. The Pasuk Chok is referring to Paraduma. Mishpat is talking about Dinim. So the Pasuk says, by the Sarah Sadiris, Kashir Sivcha, Kabez Aviz Lameka, Kashir Sivcha Hashem. Implying like it was given before. When was it given before? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, based on different midrashim, that some say it's referring to Kivud Avim was given Emor. So he says Chok is referring to Parah Aduma. Dinim is referring to Ben Amachaver. But certain mitzvahs, sometimes they could be a Chok, sometimes they could be a Mishpah. When is that? So there's a Gemara in Erev which talks about Machokas Beisil Beishamai. Is it better that we were born or better that we never were born? So I think it went on for 2.5 years until ultimately, actually, I think we came out like Beis Shammai, better not to be born. So if it's better not to be born, Tosfos says, so how could it be a chov? How could I have an obligation? I should sue my parents. Like, how dare you bring me into this world? So what do you mean that it's Noach lo shelo nivra? So Tosfos over there points out, so it depends. If you're a Beinoni, if you're an average person, so then you're probably better off not being born. But if you're a tzaddik, if you're a righteous person, then better that you were born and thankful to your parents. So he says like this, if you're an average person, that's when Kivud Avim is a chok. I have to do it because it's been on the lamakum. God said I have to honor my parents. But if I'm a tzaddik, it's a chov because they brought me into this world and I'm doing great things and I'm going to get a lot of schar, so it's a chov. That's how Rabbi Yosef Engel learns the pasuk. He wrote it, his mother passed away, and he wrote 7 essays on the topic Sheva Nechamta. This is what he writes over here, that Kivud Avim. It's a chok if you're a Beinoni, you're an average person, but if you're a tzaddik, then Kivud Avim could be Ben Adam L'chaveru as well.